Good evening, dear Eagle FM listeners. Welcome to another episode of the Business and Economic segment. And I will be your host for today, Hileni Inane. Unfortunately for you guys today, David Shombe is not with me. So I will just be, you know, diving right into it. The Business and Economic segment is a platform where we come and, you know, we discuss matters that are of economical value. We discuss matters that are of business value. We discuss matters that are, you know, of income generating and building our economy value. So here we just come and we like have serious conversations, those uncomfortable situations, because at the end of the day, we are trying to also just, you know, uproot our economy and make sure that it reaches a certain particular stage where it can either become self-reliant or, you know, more people are able to economically perform better. So if you're joining us for the first time today, thank you for tuning into Eagle FM. And we hope you would be joining us every other day from today onwards. Alternatively, follow us on all our social media platforms. That will enable you to keep up with all our programmings. It will also enable you to listen to previous broadcasts and, you know, to just keep up with any particular news items in general, so that, you know, you are always aware of what is happening in and around the country, especially on bread and butter issues. So on today's conversation, we are going to be discussing, you know, the event of turning your hobbies into opportunities that are actually able to make you an income. Because many a times we have come to the realization that a lot of young people are unemployed, and as a result, the unemployment rate in the country is like super high. But then at the same time, you sometimes just get to wonder to ask yourself, what are you good at? You know, what's the hobby or the extracurricular activity that you can just take and, you know, turn into a profitable business venture, or, you know, turn into something that is actually able to bring you an income? Because at the end of the day, everyone is or should be trying to create some sort of employment to generate some sort of income for themselves. And, you know, like the late Hage used to say, we ought, as the youth, we ought to be the ones to create jobs for ourselves. And sometimes it could start with something that you're just interested in. It could start with a hobby that you are currently partaking in. It could start with just talent that you have, and then you turn it profitable. It becomes something that provides you an income while you either fall back, while you wait to fall back on what you have actually studied for, on a proper career and so forth. Or eventually that actually goes to become your, you know, your career, and you get to just be that person for the rest of your life, and you get to generate your income in that particular way. So in this segment, we'll explore inspiring journeys of local people who have, you know, who have been able to transform their hobbies into something profitable. We are going to be joined by someone who has been able to generate her hobby or something she would do for rather fun into something very profitable. And as we speak, she is able to continuously and consistently, you know, like live off of it and, you know, continue to thrive in the industry. So those are just some of the things that we will be looking at today to see how many more other people out there are able to come on board and take advantage of the information they have, take advantage of the knowledge they already have, take advantage of the resources they already have to just try and grow themselves to pursue finances through what they already know, instead of waiting around for someone else to come and employ you, instead of waiting around for, you know, people to bring opportunities to you. Sometimes you are the opportunity that is needed, and in the long run, It's also a way of encouraging innovation and, you know, just transformation of our mindsets to say it should not always be that we wait for someone to come along and tell us what to do, when to do it, or employ you, or, you know, sometimes you just have to go out there and meet yourself halfway. So I will be getting in touch with our guest for the day. And while I do that, do stay tuned. Do not go anywhere. If you just got home, grab your cup of tea, grab your cup of coffee. The weather outside is, you know, screaming for a cup of something hot.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Siwanasha Namibia, kamberera omwakarunga koe pamwe na imba. Inokara uri kwanima yesiga, endera pamwe nethimbo muyuni wo technology. Imonena eimbiro joe mwene kongodhi yoye yopeke pamwe na imba. Imba oteta pamwe oshiwana nokuandja gakaneka onjimbo moshiwana.
Well, welcome back to That Is The Business and Economic segment here on Eagle FM. And I am your host, Hileni Inane. And on the line, I am joined by Adelaide Glasses. Welcome to the Business and Economic segment, AJ.
Hi, Hileni.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm well, thanks. How are you?
I'm very well and blessed. Thank you.
That's good to hear. And I'm actually glad that you could take out this time to actually join us on this particular platform and just give us, your side of the stories, how you have, you know, experienced certain things in life, especially in a society where, as young people, a lot is not being done to just turn any type of hobbies or any type of opportunities into something profitable or something that can take you from point one to B. And like I've told you before, today we are having a conversation around, you know, turning your hobbies into something profitable, which is something you yourself have done. Tell us, how did that come about? How did you go from, you know, just a madam auditor to, you know, writing for fun and eventually writing as a business or something that is able to generate you an income?
Hileni, I think it was mostly luck,
mm-hmm,
and blessings on my side.
Yes.
I've always been a writer by heart, but I did not know how much money I could make of it.
Yes.
And I met a friend while I'm auditing. She was a colleague. She became a friend.
Mm-hmm.
And she introduced me to a producer. And that's how I got into writing for money.
Yeah, it's the way you put it, writing for money. Sorry.
Choose driving sober over driving intoxicated. Choose to obey speed limits over speeding. Choose to use pedestrian crossings over crossing just anyway. And choose to replace worn-out tires over pinching pennies. Choose to do the right thing on our roads and save lives.
This message was brought to you by the National Road Safety Council.
I'm so sorry, AJ. There was an advert there that I did not foresee coming. Let's just take it from, you know, you meeting this particular producer and you eventually starting to write for profits and how that has been going for you.
Yes, after meeting this producer, after writing the script for him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it has opened so many doors with different broadcasters.
Yes.
Yeah, and different genres of writing, actually, which I was not even aware of. So it took me by surprise, but I'm so happy and I feel very blessed that I can do what I love and get an income.
Awesome. But tell us, I'm sure someone else out there probably does not have the, you know, the connection you were able to have for someone to link them to someone. How will they then have to go about transitioning from just doing something as a hobby seat to trying to venture into making it a profitable venture?
I mean, I would like to think that social media, is our window to the world.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever it is that you like doing, I see everyone putting it on social media and you just never know who is on the other side of the screen mm-hmm. watching hobby and actually thinking that they could make money off your hobby. You could perhaps like drawing and you post it on social media, and there could be a marketing agency that's looking for a graphic designer.
Mm-hmm.
So I would like to think social media is a great window for us to portray our, whether it's a hobby, whether it's a talent. So yeah, that is a great platform.
Awesome. Already in Namibia, as someone with interest to the particular, you know, space that you are venturing into, that is writing, creativity, and so forth, the gap is that there is like a gap in that particular industry, right? So how are you keeping up with that industry, and how are you making sure that you are continuously able to be booked, you are continuously able to secure your bag, especially with things evolving every other day of time?
Fortunately or unfortunately, whichever way you look at it, mm-hmm. The creative industry is quite small.
Yes.
So, for me especially, the moment that I've done my first piece of writing, I have seen that my work travels by mouth.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I'm saying it may be a fortunate thing for me.
Yes.
That I'm one step into the door, and that the industry is small.
Mm-hmm.
But with every work, and especially with creative work,
yes,
you have seasons. You will not always be in the loop. Mm-hmm. You will not always get every project, every writing assignment. You'll have your seasons of always being booked, always having work, and then you'll have your down seasons as well. And it's very important, especially as a creator, to have down seasons, because you need to relax that mind. You need to get your creative juices up again, fill your cup again.
Mm-hmm.
So even in those seasons where your bookings are low and you are out of that loop of having work to do, use that as time to just fill up your cup as well. As creators, you cannot constantly also be writing.
Awesome. You spoke about something very interesting. Of course, for you, the case is different because you have an official job. But let's say, what advice would you give to someone that is venturing into something like that, like taking their hobby for a profitable or a opportunity? And you know, there are things existing such as the down moments you spoke about, where you are just there and nothing is happening for you. And you know, life has to go on. At the end of the day, bills need to be paid, life has to go on. And here you are, maybe for a couple of months, things are not working with this hobby of yours or with this talent of yours. What advice would you give to those particular people not to give up in the long run? Because this is not just for people in the creative space, it's for anyone in general, because the explanation you gave me makes me realize that it's not just for the creative industry. It's like that everywhere, unless of course you have a seasoned job where you go to the office every day and every month and your paycheck comes in.
Yeah, I would like to think it's very different for an individual mm-hmm. who doesn't have a full-time 8-to-5,
yes.
where your only source of income would be then off of this hobby or this talent that you perhaps have.
Mm-hmm.
And in those down seasons where your life has to go on, maybe try venturing into something short-term as well. For example, try a short-term waitering job. Try, what is the short-term out there, Helene?
I think I would go with things that you just mentioned, which is about waitressing, waitering, and, you know, maybe some of these extra things you do in the clubs, like you know, just being something, or being a gym attendant and so forth, something temporarily.
But yeah, I want to add that even in that short term, do not lay back and think, okay, I will only give in my writing work, or whether it's my CD, it doesn't matter which industry you are in.
Mm-hmm.
Later stage. This world is about perseverance. So you will have to keep on hunting while you are doing something else.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, all industries are full of talented people.
Yes.
So you will have to be very persistent in what you want. And you need to look at different avenues. Remember, I started out as a novelist.
Yes.
Today I'm writing film scripts,
mm-hmm.
which I never thought I would. I've tried out with rejection. I've tried out children's books as well.
Yes.
Yeah, so perseverance is the name of the game. You will need to, does not matter what you are doing, you will need to keep on hunting, because you are now doing this for an income as well.
Okay, so it has to be both talent and something you enjoy, plus perseverance, and just making sure that you're at the top of your game so that people can always notice you or recognize your work.
Yes, you have to put yourself out there. I was very surprised. I actually received a call from someone that I worked with 2 years ago on a writing project. I didn't even have this person's number anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And he requested a job card for my writing.
Yes.
And that is only because I have put myself out there as a writer. And like I said, I've been rejected for so many writing jobs as well.
Mm-hmm.
But because I am a very persistent person, I know this round came back just because of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Awesome. So, you know, there are towns that are smaller than Windhoek, of course, or there are, you know, villages where certain things are not accessible in, but you would find that there are also very talented people in this particular spaces. How then would you advise either these young people or whoever it may be to identify market gaps in the industry that could potentially align with the things that they love doing? And to just turn them into monetization opportunities?
There are towns and villages smaller, and they definitely don't have the opportunities that the city has. But I have seen with different industries that they make it accessible. I know for writing,
mm-hmm.
I know for film scripts, is it multi-choice? What is the film school? They go to the different towns.
Mm-hmm.
And because we have the great invention of internet, I don't think we are as handicapped as we think.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, a lot of institutions put their work on the internet, and there are different platforms of you reaching out to them and not always them reaching out to you.
Mm-hmm.
So I think as human beings also, we should stop with that mentality of that I'm not in the city, the opportunities are not there for me.
Yes.
Can I use an example?
Sure, go ahead.
Was it the National Theatre was looking for actors, stage yes. actors. Was it last week or before last week? And I'm not an actress by any means,
mm-hmm.
But I know. Would I have wanted that? I live in Kipman currently, and it was in Bindook.
Yes.
Would I have wanted that it could have been a Zoom call or some kind of internet arrangement?
Yes.
Because I'm not limiting myself to I'm not in Bindook.
Awesome.
So mentality should start from you.
Mm-hmm.
You should figure out what you want, and you should reach out as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, with the low employment in the country and, young people continuously leaving universities, graduating and coming to the streets, some unemployed, some find things to do, and others just stay at home and fade away. How do you think turning your hobbies into something more than just something you do for purely enjoyment is beneficial to our economy as a country and to the person that is actually going out there to just decide, let me turn this into something profitable and not just something I do behind doors because I enjoy doing it anymore?
The great thing about making income off of your hobby
mm-hmm.
is that you want to show people and you want to teach others as well. And you want more of what you do in the world.
Yes.
So it would serve as a motivation
mm-hmm.
if you see that you make something off of your hobby.
Yes.
I mean, if I had my first writing project, compared to what I made then, compared to what I can make currently.
Yes.
It just served as money when I saw, okay, but this, what I do for fun,
mm-hmm.
brings little something in financially. It motivated me to train more in this industry, to stay true to what I can do.
Yes.
And yeah, it was a driving force to just make more.
I am so glad that we are having this conversation because I see a lot of other people out there, talented people, who just let things go by. And, I think as young people or as a nation, we are so convinced that someone should always come and save the day. Someone should always come and give you the employment, because as young people, we have been convinced that go to school, graduate, and automatically you'll get a job, right? But then we now get to the real world, and we are starting to understand economics. We are starting to understand finances. We are starting to understand the direction into which we as a country are moving towards, and you come to the realization that things are not always bloomy, things are not always roses, and this is why we have this particular types of conversations, to just give a bit of light to those that may be at home, that may be stuck with talent somewhere, just to motivate them a bit to do something with their lives. AJ, we have an advert in 3 seconds. Just hold the line for me.
How do we brew the perfect Heineken? At Heineken, we use our 5-star brewing process to ensure a unique balanced taste for that refreshing first. Ah, not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
Life's all about making real moments. So here's to you and your chommies for being 100% real. From jiving to the car wash for the chill, not the wash, to making the cooler box your seat for the night, to going out after work to get that Chino's to Plucky's feeling. Here's to making everyday moments better by keeping it 100% real. Vintook, real beer for real people. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
Okay, welcome back. There is to the business and economics segment with Hileni Inane. It is exactly 30 minutes past the hour of 6 o'clock, and I am on the line with, Hobie turned profitable venture individual, AJ, to just take us through some of the things and some of the quick steps on how to actually prevail and succeed in this particular thing, because it's not every day that you see it happening, and sometimes it comes and it creates economic empowerment for yourself as well. So AJ, are there any tips that you can give the listeners on perhaps securing funding, marketing yourself, or just upscaling your passion for the particular projects that you work on a, from time to time?
Okay, what I can tell the listeners is, the first time I received an income from my current hobby, which is writing, was not even my 10th piece of writing, maybe not even my 20th. Mm-hmm. I've written so many stuff for myself, mm-hmm, that I've always been too scared to put out there. So another factor that then comes into play is just boldness. It's just, mm-hmm, risking it. There will be times and definitely instances where your work is not recognized, and that is perfectly normal because your work cannot be everyone's cup of tea.
Yes.
Yes. So, but you need to be true to yourself, true to your hobby, true to your talent, and be bold. Because if you are not going to put whatever you love doing out there, mm-hmm, who else is going to love it? So you have to be very bold about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Are there any risks involved turning your extra your hobbies into a business or so forth? Luckily for you, you didn't require to really put an investment, because writing is practically your laptop or your cell phone or your notebook and pen and a few, yeah, resources here and there to say, you kickstart the project, but it's not as much as someone that, let's say, draws, like you mentioned, as an example, that has to now start with, you are buying canvas papers or, what are those things called? Yeah, those ones that you have, yes, to draw on, and the pencils or the material used to draw is also quite pricey. And so what are some of the risks that you can just highlight to say it won't always be roses, it won't always be that, and just things people can look out for to be, on the better end of things?
Any business, Eleni, has big risks attached to it.
Yes.
The biggest risk is financial loss, mm-hmm, that you have put, your capital that you've put in.
Yes.
And then another risk that I would like to think is humiliation and embarrassment. You would feel embarrassed if you put yourself out there and be rejected,
mm-hmm,
especially when it's something that you love doing.
Yes.
But I mean, if you are scared of those two, then you will never make it out of your bubble.
Yes.
Actually, I actually took a big risk when I published my first novel.
Yes.
I took out a loan.
Okay.
To finance it.
Yes.
And, with the risk that my work would not sell.
Mm-hmm.
I think I just made it to repay the loan. I don't even think I made a lot of profit from it.
Yes.
But publishing that book gave me a name in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
They deemed it as, okay, she can take a risk with her own money.
Yes.
So she is in it. She's a bold woman. She's in it. So it later paid off for me. Like you have to be very mindful of the fact that it will not pay off.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to be okay with it, because at least you put yourself out there a first time, a second time.
Yes. Until other people actually start noticing you.
Yeah, you have to be willing for that loss. But you are gaining experience at least. But you have to be willing for that loss. And you try again. You try again. I mean, especially for that novel. That novel taught me a lot of things.
Yes.
Especially for that novel, I was actually looking around for funding. And I remember I presented it to a publisher. And she actually laughed in my face.
Mm-hmm.
She told me... she would never publish something as crazy as that. She just could not relate to it, actually.
Yeah.
So that was, I think I closed my book for maybe an entire month before I tried again. And these are the things that the reality is there, that not everyone will like your work.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to keep a strong mind, believe in yourself, and try again.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you so much for your input for today, AJ. Are there any parting words that you would love to leave with us before, you know, you go and, you know, get your dose of rest? Because I practically took you out of one job to the next one here with me today.
No, it's fine. Parting words, I would like to leave the listeners with, I think it's a great blessing to make money off of what you love to do.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's just one person that recognizes you at first,
yes,
it's not. It is an absolute start. So don't think of the crowd as in quantity. Think of one quality person that will be your driving force.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Thank you so much for your input here today, AJ. I actually love having you here. So whenever we need something again, I'll just be like, you know what? There is a madam that side.
No problem.
Okay. Thank you so much. Have yourself a lovely evening.
Likewise, Eleni.
Sure.
Okay, bye.
There you have heard it from someone that went ahead and turned, you know, their hobbies into something they can actually make finances off. And I am sure a lot of you guys are sitting with talents at home. A lot of you are sitting with hobbies that you could use to, you know, turn your whole life around, hobbies that you could use to just make yourself something instead of just sitting at home doing nothing, you know, doing something or rather doing something that you enjoy, but it does not bring you any type of income, or it does not help you get to anywhere at all, especially in times when you do not have a fallback on job, especially in times where you have nothing else to do. So you might as well use your time and your talent and your hobbies to materialize it and turn it into something profitable. Let's quickly take a break and we will be right back after this.
Mukungulele kwa tuko maikuto wa mina apili kwa mavchaziva. Mvele kisema ep atolo kasi nchavu kamso. Zakale liferide. Mise kunani zencha. Kuzwa kwa kushimba lifera zalivuka kuya kwa lifasi la lifera fama kepe. Muvone maikuto amancha a imba ep, mwikutwe kulimusie mbasa antoye nguyetuna. Mwikole sifera fama kepe, marizo hola mina. Hamuvone, imba encha ni encha falizwe ikopanya mifuta ya lifera matasa ep ilingi, kukopanya naha ni kuhasa nyali nzwila mlimu. Zengwi, zefu mani hamasifera sesifa ep ya imba, kize tatama. Elsin, Ehangano, Oshiherero, Omaemuriro, Catholic, Smane Kakarunga, Africans, Nizengwi Zengata. Muluri zeze kachenu, haiva mtavira kulisfera sakireke ya mina, si ekezwe fa mkoloko walifera za imba, va 081-2358-063, kapa mulumere imele kwa digital@omalaiti.com. Muzive nikufumana imba kachenu. Mukona kuifumana fa App Store ni Google Play Store.
Welcome back. If you're just joining us right now, you are tuned into the business and economic segment, and I will be here with you up until 7 o'clock. So to join our conversation in studio, the number is 083-888-401. Starting your own business venture or using your hobbies to turn into profitable ventures is not just beneficial for yourself, but it's also something that can go on to have a significant impact on Namibia's economy. And that is by fostering entrepreneurship. It can lead to creating jobs, and it can also bring different streams of income, and it just brings you so many benefits as someone that takes a chance at yourself. I think the one thing I forgot to allow AJ to speak on is the fact that, in her writing, the one thing that we did not mention is she's able to write scripts, and they are able to get funding, and eventually you have to hire a whole cast for either a film, a drama or so. And for the specific something that I'm mentioning or that I've witnessed her do is, writing a story that went on to be chosen, funded, and it created a particular level of job for someone for the time being. It's not that it was sustaining it for the long run, but let's say about 10 people were able to just get a slice of the piece from that particular cake. She took her creativity, she took something she used, she did as a hobby, and she went out there, took a chance on herself, and at the end of the day, it wasn't just this one particular person getting paid. At the end of the day, other people were also brought on board to make this production come to life, and they were able to benefit financially from it in a way. And that is the whole purpose of trying to venture into business, or actually venturing into business, is to keep the money rotating in the country, to keep the money rotating amongst ourselves. Because yes, a cast could have come from somewhere else, to pull off this magical work, but yet some of our very own people were used, and the money continued to rotate amongst ourselves. And that is the purpose of starting small. That is the purpose of turning your hobbies into something you can create an income from. Because at the end of the day, the people the people that put their faith in your work, the people that give you a chance, will be taking money from somewhere and pumping that particular money into your projects. They'll be pumping it into your growth. And eventually, as you're growing, you'd also need to take out money to pump into other people, to pump into, either growing your team or getting work done for you here and there. And at the end of the day, that would be an opportunity that then circulate money in our economy. You are using others to do work for you. You are getting paid. You're able to afford your bills. And at the end of the day, in as much as you don't have the formal type of employment, you are still able to make ends meet. And I think the purpose of conversations here mostly is to make things work. At the end of the day, we don't want anyone going to bed hungry. We don't want anyone constantly looking over their shoulder of where to eat from next. Let's quickly pay our bills.
At my age, you start appreciating things you might have taken for granted before, like good health. I've known from early on that donating blood regularly was indeed good for my health. I'm too old now, but I've done my part in saving hundreds of lives while benefiting my own. You see, my risk of a heart attack, stroke, and cancer was always low because I donated blood.
Call NHP on 061-285-5400. We're about you.
ipapatso ya IMPA go emisa go tshola kana dirisa dikopi tsa dibuka tsa dikopelo tse e leng gore di ka dirisiwa mo mefuteng e ntšha ya maranyana e e farologaneng. Bona mapela a mašwa a a bontshang maikutlo a IMPA. Dikutlwe o kare o mongwe wa selo se se tona. Na le kitso ya go itse dipalo tsa buka ya kopelo jaaka seatla sa gago. Bonang tse dintšha le tsa tokafatso ya IMPA e e lereng pharologano ya dibuka tsa dikopelo mmogo fa tlhatsega apo e le nngwe fa go kopana setšhaba le phakalatsa dithuto tsa Morena Jesu. Dingwe tsa dibuka tsa dikopelo tse di mo IMPA ke tse The Ellison Ehangano, Doshi Herero Omamburiro, The Catholic Simaneka Kalunga, The African Sangfuor di Yare, le tse dingwe. Ikopanye le rona gompieno fa o ka rata gore lekwalo la kereke ya gago le okediwe mo palong ya dibuka tsa dikopelo tsa IMPA mo palong e latelang ya 081-2358-063 kgotsa email ya rona digital@omalaiti.com. Le mo ga o tseye IMPA gompieno o kgona go e bona mo App Store le mo Google Play Store.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news?
Welcome back. So, like I was saying, our conversation today is about, you know, turning your hobbies or extracurricular activities into something that could bring you an income, something that can be used to, you know, to put your life forward, something that can be used to upgrade yourself and to grow yourself. So some of the benefits, like I was speaking about on this particular thing, is things such as boosting small businesses, growth and entrepreneurship. So when you take a leap of faith and you encourage yourself to start making profits out of something that you're good at, it encourages self-employment and it also reduces the dependency on formal jobs. And you know, it doesn't need to be something of a specific caliber that you can say, no, I can make a business out of this. It could be anything. It could be that you are talented at hairdressing. Go do that. It could be that you're good at doing nails. You can actually turn that into something profitable. And looking at the looking at the beauty industry, that's actually one of the industries that you can actually thrive in, the beauty industry, the fashion industry, the hospitality industry, in the sense of if you are able to make food and so forth. Those are some of the industries that you can thrive in as a person. If you are a talented cook, you know, offer to cook meals for people, offer to, you know, to just cook meals up for people at small events, start with your family events, start with your friends events, and eventually, you know, you can get into corporate where particular businesses actually hire you to provide lunch or, you know, something for their employees, or when they have their events, they can actually just come in there and say, look, there's this person and they are really good at what you are doing. So at the end of the day, you build a reputation for yourself and you start doing something to make something for yourself. Secondly, turning your hobbies into profitable ventures will also enable you to start at a low startup cost, because if you're doing something like hairdressing, you don't really need much to start up and you know, grow yourself later. We are not saying you don't need a fully equipped salon, of course you do, but what I'm trying to say is you can start with something as little as just doing house calls, or something as little as just doing normal braids, which does not require you to buy extensive equipment. And you know, it also makes services accessible to many other Namibians if you are doing house calls. For instance, how many people do not want to go to the salon? How many of you guys actually prefer to have your services brought to you in the comfort of your house? And these are some of the things you as a person at home can just take advantage off and decide, look, I am good at this, I can do this, and I can easily offer my services in this particular type of way. It doesn't have to be exactly how the next person is doing it. You have to find that uniqueness. You need to find that you know, that source that is just for you and that will have people come back to you. You know, turning your hobbies into profitable ventures also encourages innovation and diversification in the economy. There are things that, you know, were not existing. People were not doing certain things professionally. And now you even get to find that people are going for hairdressing classes. People are going for proper makeup classes, and these particular people are making money out of these things. People are starting to attend training for things that were not really deemed as something you could make a career out of. Yeah, Merman Mistem is, yeah. Like I said, something that, you know, others would not necessarily deem something profitable. But if you're able to make it work, if you're able to meet your ends, if you're able to go the end and have yourself a name for that particular thing, you can actually continue to flourish in that particular industry. So one of the other benefits of, you know, just starting with something is the export and potential, the export potential, especially for people who are continuously doing things for fashion, like handmade crafts, fashion, and digital content can also be sold internationally, or can also be, you know, marketed internationally. People can actually consume your product on an international basis, and this will open a global market access for you. You know, there's a particular fashion designer in this country, and sometimes you see him going out because his work speaks for himself. And it just started as something he loved doing. Something he was talented at, and he went on and he equipped himself with the necessary information. He equipped himself with the necessary skills, and after equipping himself with all these particular skills, you then go on and become a household brand name. And after that, people are, you know, flying you out of Namibia to go and dress them for their weddings. People are flying you out to go and do things for them, or people are coming to you so that you can provide them with certain services. And this already benefits our economy in so many ways, because when those people come and, you know, they stay here, these people come and they live in guest houses, these people come and they support the tourism industry, these people come and they go sightseeing. Like, Namibia is such an intriguing country that when those people come here, you just want to look at everything. So the people by the open market, they buy Kapana, get a client, you know, the meme that is selling the traditional dress gets a client, the man that has made, you know, a crafted stick or a crafted cup gets a client. And this is just one of the things that can come out of, you know, potentially putting your ideas, your talents, and commercializing them. So at the end of the day, when you come up with these things, it promotes our name also as Namibia. It promotes Namibia as a whole, because identity, and, you know, it also boosts the national identity and trade of the country. At the end of the day, you all want to, you know, also be out there, and it should not just be made in China for the rest of our lives. So you are looking forward to a day where you can just benchmark your own Namibian products abroad, and just to be proud of yourself and to say that started out as a hobby, that started out as with someone just taking a leap of faith and deciding, I'm actually good at this and I want to give it a chance. Perhaps, just perhaps, your money will start coming back in, and you will be taking, you know, a few coins home. You will be taking people off the streets, because at the end of the day, as you grow in business, as you grow in business, the finances grow, the team grows, and so does your need for employees. It will also grow, and this way you are also taking away from this portion of unemployed people that we have in this country, and this particular people are also able to go back home and feed their families and take care of themselves. You know, AJ mentioned something about online platforms and just utilizing online platforms to actually just put yourself out there. So this type of thing should also just encourage innovation and digital transformations. Like, there's so many apps out there. There are so many platforms out there. There are, you know, like content creation, there it's coding, it's graphic design. And these are actually things or tech-based hobbies that could contribute to Namibia's digital economy. You know, other countries have esports, and they are doing this for finances. And these people are making actual real money, guys. And I see a lot of gamers here. And sometimes it's because of opportunities. It's because of regulations. It's because of where we find ourselves in the world, or where we find ourselves as a country, which part of the world we are finding ourselves in, which is also, you know, creating a few hindrances. But I'm just saying, some of you guys are sitting with hobbies that could actually bring you a lot of income. And that is why I'm giving this particular example of tech-based hobbies, and that is esports. It's gaming. People are doing these things to make a lot of money in other parts of the country, and here we are with a society that is good at some of those things, yet they just do it for, you know, for the fun of it. And in the end of the day, you still go to bed with your hungry stomach, and after having a good game, now you have to go sleep on your hungry stomach because you are not able to capitalize on what you have. You are not able to capitalize on the resources that are at your disposal. So social media and e-commerce platforms allow entrepreneurs to make their products with minimal cost. Literally, all you need is the internet and you know, the platforms to be online and to put your products out there. You know, my favorite part about, you know, just becoming self-employed or turning your hobbies into a profitable venture or turning it into something that just makes things financially easy for you is the fact that it's the reduction in unemployment and youth dependence rate. Statistics are constantly being released. Every day someone is a statistic. Every day we learn how many of our fellow youths are just sitting there doing nothing. So this particular initiative provides young people with an alternative income source, you know, outside of, you know, traditional employment. And that is what we're trying to do away with. That is why we have this particular conversation, is to say, don't just depend on traditional employment. Don't just depend on what has been put there to say this is traditionally what's right. You know, certain norms has been instilled within people from a very young age, and sometimes you just come and you're like, okay, they said it's studying, it's graduating, it's a job. It doesn't always have to go in that particular order. And also it also fosters an entrepreneurial mindset, and we need a lot of businesses to grow our economy as a country. We need a lot of businesses. We need a lot of people to also start pumping money and, you know, meeting the government halfway. And by doing this, it will just be promoting, you know, the local the supply and chain industry, because someone consistently need to keep supplying for someone else. Lastly, it strengthens community development and the wealth distribution in particular communities, because as someone from a particular community, it empowers individuals in certain areas to generate income from their talents. And if you're from a particular place, obviously people from that place are going to come and they are going to support you from where you are. So it also reduces in income inequality by allowing more people to participate in the economy and creates local business ecosystems where small entrepreneurs support each other. You know, and if you have seen, you'd come to realize that, you know, there are small businesses, and if you stay around small businesses, you'd see how they support each other. Today, the whole squad is supporting this particular person because they opened up a small restaurant. Tomorrow, these ones are supporting the person that is just making food from home and delivering it. And after that, you would come to realize that on a daily basis, someone is always supporting the other one. So the whole circle is just there to support each other. So this has been your conversation with me, Hileni Inane, today. I will meet you next week. Not next week, guys. I'll see you tomorrow. Same time, same place, same radio frequency. And that is on Eagle FM. Do stay tuned for the following program, for the next programs to follow.
Don't be a silent listener. You can air your opinion.
Why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to...
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.